7. Look what time it is.
5:22?
It's 5:22.
Why do we have a giant clock here if it's not going to tell the correct time?
You know, in radio, one of the most important things is exact time.
Yes.
So there's this massive digital clock in here. And for the last, what, all week?
All week.
It's been wrong.
Yeah. And it bounces back and forth. So I'll look at it and it'll say 3:09, which it is now. And then I'll look up again a second later. It'll be 6:19. Or, what's happening?
And it also goes to like 11. It just picks a time. It's like, how about this time? How about this? It's like playing roulette.
Why do we have it?
I don't know. You go down to Radio Shack and spend $1.50 and get a real one.
It just occurred to me, you should let engineering know.
Yeah, we have more important things to do. You know, your little radio show, whatever, man.
We have learned that we are
way down on the totem pole.
At least point to position 12.
Yep.
On the list of importance. So this clock will not work for another couple of months.
I would guess.
That's and then guess. We'll get it ready. Yeah. Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We?
Alrighty.
Give me 5.
What time is that coming up? 7:42?
Don't know what the clock will say, but for everybody else, it'll be at 5 o'clock. We play 5 songs in a row with a theme.
Yeah, and like on Monday, we were threw it open. We're like, hey, what's your suggestion for a theme? And someone called in, but how about weird instruments? So I thought that was a really good idea. We did something else on Monday, but, you know, the didgeridoo or the electric triangle that Toad the Wet Sprocket played, or cowbells or wind chimes, weird stuff in songs.
That's coming up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, what do you got?
Things that you secretly judge others for.
Everything.
I mean, from the way people eat to the the one that annoys me the most.
Way they drive.
Is the person at the restaurant that lets their kids go crazy.
Oh.
Go crazy.
I actually had a meltdown one time. Will you tell your stupid kid to sit down and stop?
But you know what's worse than that? Oh, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, all right.
We'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Judging folk.
Things that you secretly judge other people for. What's up with Florida is on the way.
Will we ever solve that question,
nope.
I wonder?
Yeah, nope, either, because it's always something new. So People Are Dumb on the way, and we've got your tickets for Disneyland.
Yeah.
To join us for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Or before 7:30, depending on what the clock is.
Right. What is that?
I'm in the backup singer, man.
Grover?
Yeah, Grover.
Gray hair in my blue fur.
That was dumb.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A trooper, this is in Washington State. A trooper and a Washington State Patrol civilian employee were hurt when the patrol SUV that they were in was hit by a suspect who was driving the stolen car they were looking for.
I'm right here, guys.
I left out a word. The stolen police car that they were driving. At around midnight, the police were called to the report of a home invasion. A woman was at home and was barricaded inside her house. When officers arrived, 3 suspects were running away. 2 of them started running away, and the officers got them. And while they were arresting them, the 3rd guy got in the cop car and drove off.
Oh, my God, man. I mean, you know, wouldn't you be kind of tempted to do that if you just, I mean, if you're already in a lot of trouble, don't, kids, don't.
Right, but if your 2 friends are getting arrested and there's no one in the police car.
And there's no other way to get out of there quick, and hell, you can use the sirens and the lights.
I mean, it makes sense.
Not a good idea.
It's not going to end well for you.
No.
But certainly it.
Your friends are going to be a lot less trouble than you are.
Right, so then there were a lot of calls going back and forth saying, hey, the guy stole the police car.
Stole the police car.
Right, be on the lookout.
He's naked.
And so there was a police car that was waiting, an SUV that was waiting and was just getting the information about the guy who stole the police car.
How far did he go? I mean, you go like 3 blocks, jump out and split.
He came out of an alley and hit them. So they were literally just starting to get into the mindset of, I need to look for a stolen police car.
Could be one of them police stations like they have in Los Angeles. It'll be on the news. It'll be cool.
And the police car that was stolen ran into them. So they just arrested him.
You took all our fun away, buddy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What's up with Florida?
That is a good question.
It's always a good question, and there's always an answer for it. In this particular one, the headline is Florida Black Bear Caught at Tampa International Airport.
Please, he just wants to get out of there. I mean, can you blame him? It's like, get me to any other state, anywhere.
Aisle or window. Can you imagine?
No.
This is the first time that they've ever had a bear on the airport grounds.
Well, I mean,
it jumped a couple of fences to get there, and there was just one more fence to get to the runways.
Oh, can you imagine a 747 ramming into a bear?
No, I can't.
That would have been bizarre.
But if it would happen, it would happen in Florida.
100%.
For sure. Listen to this.
An unforgettable day at Tampa International Airport. Wildlife officials were sent to TPA to deal with a wild bear. Somehow a Florida black bear made it onto airport property.
It may have made history because they don't think it has ever happened before there at TPA.
Now, you know, like there have been a lot of other things, alligators, crocodiles, Florida sort of lunatics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Dinosaurs.
It's not a bear yet.
It's not a bear.
High schooler Megan Bovaird practices her photography atop Tampa International Airport's parking garage.
I come in.
Parking garage.
What's wrong with him?
He's good. Right. Parking garage.
I come up here quite a bit to watch planes and take pictures of them just taking off and landing and stuff.
She's seen plenty of planes, but one thing she's never seen here, a Florida black bear.
A Florida black bear.
I think we found our second best reporter.
Judgy much?
There's the bear.
But TPA says...
Hold on. Oh, yeah, there's the bear.
That is a hell of a quote.
Yeah, that is.
Thank God they put that in.
You know, when you're looking at a landing, you know, plane, strip, you don't generally have much problem picking out the bear.
Right.
But he did it.
There's the bear.
Man, he's good.
Yeah.
Here, let's listen to him again.
There's the bear.
Wow.
Why did they put that in the report?
There's the bear. Right there.
I see it.
I done seen it.
TPA says that's exactly what was spotted on airport property not far from Hillsborough Avenue Tuesday afternoon.
The girl's taking pictures of planes and she sees a bear.
This is an amazing story. It's incredible.
That's incredible.
But for some reason, I'm more obsessed with this guy's delivery.
I know you are.
It's kind of interesting to see, and especially the noise and stuff like that. I thought a bear maybe would go farther away potentially, but I guess not.
TPA thinks the bear may have hopped a fence to get in.
Okay. Now, here's the overactive security manager that wants everybody to know it's taken care of.
You won't be eaten.
Me and my crack staff are on it.
Your luggage won't be gone through by a bear.
We quickly sprung into action. Our operations team, together with our police department, we went to the area. We set up a robust perimeter around the area.
Did you set up a robust perimeter?
He has never in his life set up.
We
until
went to
this
the
day.
Area. Really? Great. Good work.
We went to Starbucks and we sat there and talked about it for a while.
After overnighting in a patch of woods on airport property.
Come on.
So the bear falls asleep overnight.
Overnighting?
Yes.
Come on. They're like, I'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah. No, they jumped into work. They went right to the area.
Yeah, robust.
And then
Wednesday morning, the bear emerged, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission was able to trap it.
There's the bear.
Again, a different one.
That's a different guy saying, there's the bear.
I mean, Florida's just bringing it together, man.
As for this bear, its new home won't be TPA. It was relocated to a preserve in Ocala.
With some state they hate. They mailed it out here, didn't they?
Probably.
Sent it to California.
Probably sent it to California. Stupid Florida. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know mega producer Rick Rubin?
Yeah.
He was on 60 Minutes, and they were asking him how he does what he does and how he helps people write music.
Right. Hear their potential and go, hey, you should go down that path.
Yeah, exactly.
Get off that path.
And he said, I don't know. I just feel it.
Right.
And he told the story of Tom Petty sending him five songs or ideas for songs, and none of them really...
Wow, really? Can you imagine rejecting Tom Petty's work? I mean, I guess if you're Rick Rubin, you can be like, no, that's no good, dude.
I don't know. I don't know if he's... Yeah. I assume he's nice about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
He said none of them really hit him.
Right.
But something that Tom Petty played was just noodling on his guitar in between songs.
Right.
Was this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he was just like screwing around.
Just messing around. So then Rick Rubin said, that's what you need to write. Write that song.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Crazy.
So he's like sending him all this work. He's really all night worked his ass off. And then all of a sudden he hears the little bit of noodling and he goes, hold on, dude, and do that.
That's
do
the that song. Thing. That's a crazy story. I don't know how
talent,
Rick Rubin does
man.
That.
That is a serious talent. Wow.
All right. Let's talk about things that you secretly judge other people for.
Everything.
You really do. And my number one is parents who let their kids roam around and destroy stuff in stores or restaurants.
Oh, I hate that. Well, you know, probably because you and I were not allowed.
At all.
Can you imagine making some sort of ruckus in a restaurant?
No, God,
my ass beat, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I always wonder, do the parents even hear it? Like, do they even know?
I suppose they were probably raised the opposite.
Around.
They were just like, hey, let the kids be the kids.
Making stuff go crazy?
Who cares if they just kicked that lady in a shin and broke that big display window?
But here's my
my
biggest pet peeve is that parents who recognize their kids are making.
Oh, yeah.
And then they yell at Jimmy, stop it.
And that's it.
And then they go back to talking, and Jimmy keeps doing whatever Jimmy's doing.
I'm still going to kill this lady.
He just keeps on ruining the restaurant.
Or talk in movie theaters. Why do people bring screaming babies into a movie?
That's another one.
This film is rated R. Lots of flashing lights.
A lot of violence. Yep.
Go outside. Yeah. Take your brat outside.
I can't tell you how many R-rated movies I've been at where I have heard kids, little kids, but not even that. Maybe a little bit older than they can talk.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And they're talking.
Yeah.
And you just go, what are you doing?
I spent $400 to sit in this stupid theater. Take your brat outside.
So things that you secretly judge other people for. Here's one from the internet. The attention seekers on Facebook that post things like a hospital wristband and caption it, well, that was crazy.
Right. Ask me about it. I'm not going to tell you.
They just watch the likes and the comments pour in, but they don't respond to anything or give any details of what happened.
I never respond to those. I don't respond to
those. That is so annoying because they force you into a conversation with them where you have to say, give me more information.
Oh, gosh, are you okay? Right. Hello?
So things that you secretly judge other people for. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about things that you secretly judge other people for. KLOS, hello.
I don't secretly judge it. I tell it like it is.
Okay, go ahead.
It's exactly the stuff you were saying. Letting your kids act like asses in other people's houses, run around with food, break and then say, but they're only kids.
Yeah. No, you know, no, they need, they're going to be useless when they get older if you don't shut them down now.
This is my house. Your kid is breaking everything in my house. Yeah.
He just ate the cat.
No, it drives me crazy.
Well, I'm glad that you agree. Thanks, dude. Thanks for calling.
Things that you secretly or not so secretly judge others for. KLOS, hello.
To be quite honest, I guess I'm just kind of piggybacking what you were talking about earlier. With the kids running, you know, all over hell and gone, and mom and dad are nowhere to be found.
Yeah, that's just so annoying.
2 or 3 weeks ago, I'm at a baseball game. I'm at a minor league game. And there's a bunch of little leaguers there running all over hell and gone. My friend that I was there with, they tripped her up. She falls back. She broke her arm.
Oh, no.
Not a single parent to be found.
Wow.
One single little league dad was there and, like, tried to help her up. And then, like, okay, bye, and just walked away.
Wow. This is what we're talking about, people. You say they're just kids, but
wrangle your children.
Yeah.
Wrangle them.
Exactly. Chuck E. Cheese is just my own personal ideas of hell.
Chuck E. Cheese,
agree with you more,
is the lowest level of hell. That is true.
Absolutely. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Things you secretly or not so secretly judge others for. Talking about things that you secretly judge other people for.
I definitely judge people when it's raining and people have their windshield wipers ridiculously high. When it doesn't need to be.
Oh, you mean they're going too fast?
Yeah, they're too fast. Like, okay, relax.
I love that. I love that that is upsetting to you and you think they're dumb. And I love that.
That is super weird thing to be upset about.
Very weird. I understand.
How dare you try to clean your window really fast?
That's great. Thank
you. That's awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I got one that's a big pet peeve of mine.
Let's hear it.
People that will walk and stare at their cell phone straight at the ground and will literally walk straight into you without a care in the world.
Me too.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
And when I watch them fall into a fountain or off a cliff, I always have a good laugh.
Yeah, that's always funny when they fall off that cliff.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, things that I secretly judge people by.
Yep.
Cars that they drive.
No, really?
Is that right? Who's the worst?
Yeah, who has the worst cars?
The prima donnas driving these Ferraris, or these people driving cars from the 90s, the mid-90s, with bald tires. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't stand people driving around with bald tires.
I will tell you this. I hate it when I see a truck, like a beat-up pickup truck that has those, you know, those slats or whatever they are, the wooden things, piled 5 miles high.
Sure.
Because they always, like, fall off and there's, like, junk all over the freeway because of that. Just make two trips, man. Just make two trips.
I know. My wife, I call him a carpetbagger. These guys would do carpet work. He had a little Toyota pickup. No wood sides on them, right? No stake beds on the side.
Right.
And that thing, she got a picture of it. It was stacked about, I would say, at least 10 to 12 feet high going down the 91.
That right. does not
and
seem
probably
safe.
Probably pulled it off, too, which is amazing.
But it's not.
That time.
Carpet baggers.
I like that. That's from Gone with the Wind, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about things that you secretly judge other people for. 985-5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about things that secretly you judge other people for. You have that?
God, honestly, when they pull out of the parking spot and literally do not look to see if anyone else has already pulling out, the biggest pet peeve of mine.
Exactly, man. My head is going this way, that way, this way, that way. I mean, I'm going bananas looking. And you see the people. You know they're not going to look. You just know it.
No, for real. I've almost gotten into like 7 accidents in a parking lot alone because of that. Like, I'm already out and they're like, oh, I'm going to go right here.
I'll go now.
I'm not going to look because there's nobody else in the world.
Right on. Perfect example. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
I secretly judge my fiance because she talks about being a total carefree parent when she's really a hover parent.
Carefree parent versus helicopter parent?
Exactly. So, like, she says, well, that, of course, we don't discipline our son the same way as most parents do, but she'll constantly be on his ass like a fly on
right.
About, like, pretty much like anywhere we go. Like if she's on the playground, he can't play around too much. You know, like she'll be, you know, up on his case. Like he can't be this crazy on this. It's like, dude, he's 5.
Right.
He's gonna learn the hard way, and that is eating and falling on his face.
And learning how to swear from dad, apparently.
Did you say fiance at the beginning of this story?
Yes.
Yeah, you might want to think about that.
Come on, parents, do it right. Why can't you just do it right? It's so easy. Ah, right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, boy, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes, hi.
How are you, bastards?
Good. How are you?
I think the acid is kicking in.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we're talking about things you secretly judge other people for.
Well, the cell phone thing really bothers me a lot.
Staring at the phone.
A conversation going on in the grocery store, and you've got the person on speaker, and you're talking at 11, they're talking at 11. I don't really care about your conversation.
Well, I can't believe your colonoscopy went so poorly. Do you have those pictures? Can you mail them to me?
Yeah, I'll send them over right away. You won't believe this crap.
It always is weird when they don't have headphones of any kind.
Just hold up your head.
I mean, you're in the pharmacy, and the guy's like, yeah, honey, I'm getting my Viagra. It's the generic version, though. They say it's just as good, just cost like
20%. I'll take 10 of them for tonight.
Oh, hurry up and get home. I'm ready. Woo!
Give me 5.
Such a pretty song.
Songs in a row.
So on Monday of this week, we got a little lazy and we were like, hey, you come up with a theme.
Creative, I like to
say. I mean, yeah, that's there you go.
Yeah.
And a lot of people called in with a lot of great themes. We went with, I don't even remember. My memory, short-term memory is terrible.
Same.
Monday, we did something.
Yeah.
But this guy called and said,
hey.
Hey there.
I have an idea for your 5 of 5 category.
Yeah.
Unique instruments.
Like, okay, like what kind?
Well, you had wind chimes and... I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Oh, maybe like cowbells.
Cowbells.
Yes.
That's a very good idea. Who are you?
This is Mark.
Mark, right on, man. Thanks, dude.
Bye.
So, first thing he said was wind chimes.
Sure enough.
Hey, can I make a suggestion for the 5 at 5?
Yes. Sure. Songs with unusual instruments.
Spoon Man.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Nicely
That's
done.
Good.
Playing the spoons.
Right on. What's your name?
This is Sean, a.k.a. Steve from Delamo.
A.k.a. Steve McQueen. I love your film, sir.
Still the greatest song ever about playing the spoons.
There aren't very many that are that amazing.
Slim Chaby wanted to hear Spoon Man's by Soundgarden.
Wow, well done, Slim Chaby. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Odd instruments in songs suggested earlier this week. So far, we've had wind chimes and spoons. And this next one, I had to look up. I didn't even know what this was. The ocarina. I didn't know that the Trogs played the ocarina. It's a wind instrument.
It looks like a hairdryer.
It totally looks like a hairdryer. And it's actually a vessel flute. Like a skin flute, maybe? apparently, generally, it has 4 to 12 finger holes and a mouthpiece and is made of ceramic, but it could be made from... what else does it say
here? I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah. Plastic, wood, glass, metal, or
bone.
Yeah. That was awesome. I love that. That's what I'm talking about.
That was awesome.
If you enjoyed it, you had this gentleman to thank for it. He called and said,
yeah, how about bagpipes? No, it's AC/DC with Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
I think that's a yes.
Hell yeah.
That's
hell
a
yeah!
Solid yes.
Hell yeah!
All right.
Hell yeah! AC/DC and bagpipes, because we're looking for songs with unusual instruments, and this next one is a prime example.
Oh, I love it.
I have something to tell you about this song right after we play. So don't go away. It could get you into a power trip, so don't wander off. Hey, you know, cowbell's fairly unusual instrument.
Can't get enough of it.
That's what we were doing on Gimme 5 today. Five songs with unusual instruments. By the way, that particular version of that song right there is what we like to call That's Messed Up. And KLOS several years ago did a contest where you listen for something weird in a song.
That shouldn't be there.
Right, that's not usually there.
Right.
When you hear it, and that's going to happen this weekend during a dad jokes weekend. Are you ready for dad jokes all weekend?
Yes.
starting at 12 noon, both Saturday and Sunday, JD is going to be playing dad jokes, but also weird versions of a song. And every time he does, like that one right there, if you're caller 25, then you get tickets into all 3 days of Power Trip. So
that's crazy talk.
Yeah, this weekend be listening for dad jokes and weird versions of your favorite songs to go see Power Trip, man. So we had so many suggestions, great suggestions for weird instruments.
We're going to have to do it again. We had The Lumberjack by Jackal. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah, with like chainsaw in it? Is that what they...
I'm not sure.
What else?
Duran Duran, the chauffeur, uses the pan flute. Good Vibrations uses a theremin.
Right.
So many different ones with different
bizarre instruments.
Yeah, strange instruments. All right,
so
we'll do it again.
Sometime down the line, we'll do it again.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I never thought Taylor Swift, or as I like to call her, Tadoff Switler.
the fly swallower?
Would somehow affect my life.
I wouldn't know. What?
But remember when her tickets went on sale?
Oh,
and there
sure.
was a huge snafu?
Right, exactly.
Apparently, they are calling... President Joe Biden met with representatives
what?
Of Live Nation,
what?
SeatGeek, and Airbnb on Thursday.
Exit the city. You're serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Serious,
okay.
As part of his effort to crack down on so-called junk fees. Which they've been loading on to concert tickets forever.
And ever. You know, I was looking at the US Festival from back in the 80s with like 4,000 incredible, massive bands. It was like $20 to get in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because there weren't all those fees.
At the White House, Live Nation, which is based here, announced that it will provide customers with upfront all-in pricing, meaning the actual purchase price, including service charges and any other fees, for its own venues by September.
September?
Yeah.
You know, I saw that they were going to have the transparent fee, so they would tell you what every dime is going to.
Right.
And I said, oh, so they'll do that in 40 years. But really, you're saying
by September?
Wow.
Yeah, Ticketmaster will give consumers the option to view all-in pricing up front for other venues, and it just seems like that's the way things are going now.
You know, The Cure has been playing a bunch of shows, and Robert made it a point to make sure that the prices were fair and normal. Eddie's been working on it for 1,000 years. But now you
actually might be happening. It doesn't mean, it certainly doesn't mean that the concert tickets are going to be
cheap.
Down.
No.
But at least you'll have the all-in price so that you know when you go to buy them, you're not going to get.
And you can also see, CEO's yacht fund.
Yes,
do I
sure.
really need to pay for that?
That's true.
Wow.
So that's good news.
Yeah, that is.
I love it.
For once.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. Three guys broke into a house. When the police showed up, they jumped out of the car and arrested two of the guys. And the third guy stole the police car and then crashed into another police car.
I mean, the guy actually, the third one, shouldn't have done it, but clearly had a great getaway plan. And then he ran into the police.
Crashed into the police.
Dude, come on.
And what's up with Florida? There was a bear in the Tampa Bay airport. jumped a couple of fences.
Well, I mean, he wanted to get out of Florida. Who can blame the bear?
Right?
And California bears, that's us. We're black bears. You're welcome. Come to California.
And in things you secretly judge other people for, a woman called and said when it just starts raining, it really bugs her when people turn their windshield wipers on fast.
That's going to be one of my favorite pet peeves ever.
That is great.
That's so weird. I love it. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy Cedarboro. Peace out.
I do fashion photography.
Come on. These are guys from the 80s that are making videos of themselves trying to get dates. And I guarantee 100% of all vaginas close immediately when they hear this.
I don't know. What I'm not looking for is some big overgrown monster that's always thinking about food and
oh my god.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Is that the first thing you want to say?
Right?
Don't you want to sucker him in with some sweet talk? I like being outdoors. Hey, if you're smoking, get out.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Wow.
This is a crazy looking guy who is getting straight to it.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
And then perhaps I will carve you up and eat you.
Right.
I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile. Wait, it says here. Oh, excuse me.
Hold on. I wrote.
Excuse me, I'm reading.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Well, I inhaled a bee and I got stung inside my throat and had to go to the emergency room.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
They had to watch me to make sure I didn't die.
Sure.
And they gave me some medicine to ease the pain, which was horrendous. But then my grandma wouldn't let me use it because she said I'd waste it.
You'd waste it? What does that mean?
You'd have to know my grandma.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I want to. I don't think I like your grandma, dude.
You don't want to use that. You're going to use it. You can waste it all.
Let me have a hit of it. Grandma needs a hit.
Just a taste, a little bump for grandma. Where's my telephone?
I forgot how many seconds we have.
We have 41.
Oh, well, we're good.
40,
we 39. Are shutting down and taking over Disney's California Adventure Park on August 24th, and we want you to come with us. We have 4 tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 25.
Grab that phone.
Right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck. 19. You guys keep counting now. 17, 16. Keep counting. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is David.
David, you are caller 25.
All right.
Well done. You have 4 tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Sounds great to me.
What city do you live in?
Tahunga.
Tahunga. Hey, the Poo Ping Palace isn't up there anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
The what?
The Poo Ping Palace.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
It was Thai food, I think. And
yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
great
Thai food. Right? Every time I drove past it, though, I had a good laugh.
It was the after the Thai food is what it was.
That's where the real problem came in.
It is the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, and we are giving away 4 tickets right now. If you'd like to go, we're shutting it down and taking over the park on August 24th. We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Moments ago, when we told Jeff from Burbank that he was caller 25, so he won the California Adventure Park tickets, he said, and I'm quoting here,
"Awesome, man. Awesome. I've been listening to you guys for 50 years and never won anything, and I finally got it. Awesome."
We have 4 tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Call us now, 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. You'll win 4 tickets. Good luck.
Did I hear you talking to Felicia from Altadena now?
Yep.
Wow, Felicia, queen of the desert. Was she caller 25?
She was caller 25. She got tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Does she realize we're going to be there?
I didn't tell her that specifically.
All these people are trying to win. Do they realize that?
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I don't know that they'd want to, but that's nice. Another chance to win tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank. Jordan from the Heidi and Frank show says that's his favorite Van Halen song.
Wow, that's a great song.
Yeah, it is. That was my favorite off 1984 when it was brand new.
That's a tough choice.
It is, man, especially off that album, too.
KLOS is the reigning combat poker champions. Not sure how that happened, and we want you on our team this year. I am the team captain.
Ah! That's because you're actually really good at it. You have to.
It all goes down July 15th at the Commerce Casino and Hotel. You can register now at 955KLOS.com/poker, and you can win part of over $10,000 in cash and prizes.
Poker, I don't even know. Is it strip poker again this year?
I don't believe
so. No?
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice. Where do they sign up?
955KLOS.com/poker.
Hey, we want to thank Jeff at Three Brothers Racing for having KLOS on a regular basis. Thank you, Jeff. Dire Straits started an amazing 9-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts with Brothers in Arms on this day in rock in 1985.